We are joined now by former Australian and Queensland Bull and teammate of Andrew Symons, who joins us right now, Ashley Nofke. Good morning, legend.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Good, mate. Sorry to talk to you on these sad circumstances. As a mate of Roy's, how are you holding up?
Yeah, I think all the guys, we've been chatting a lot on our little WhatsApp groups, and everyone's really devastated. Such an effervescent guy, part of our group, and just really shocked. I think everyone just had one of those days where you just go, you just can't believe it.
Yeah.
Ash, he struck you as the sort of bloke that epitomised Australian sport and culture and spirit, and the fact that he loved his sport. He was dab hand, a wicked cricketer, but also had a very keen perspective and love of family and love of fun. If the fish were biting, that was probably more important to training. Are those stories true, or was that a bit stretched?
Oh, look, a little stretched, but definitely a bloke's bloke. I think I had a few of my mates here on the coast ask about him yesterday. And, you know, he's just your everyday guy, just super talented and loves winning games of cricket for Australia or Queensland or whoever he's playing for. So, enjoys a beer, as we all know. But loves sitting around his mates, campfires and camping and fishing and just a real bloke's bloke.
What's your favourite memory of Andrew Symons?
I was thinking of that yesterday. Like so many good times. The celebrations in the dressing room. He was such a fierce competitor on the field. Like just got in behind his mates and did whatever he could. And that probably epitomised his fielding exploits. One of the best fielders ever.
Yep.
But just the dressing room celebrations, he'd always be there in the group, being together, never wanted to leave that dressing room environment, that winning feeling, whether it be Australia or Queensland.
I remember 2008, the pitch invasion incident, which kind of made him globally famous, I remember, at one point, because pitch invader, Streaky get onto the pitch and Roy just dropped the shoulder into him, flayed him out like a sack of spuds. And the world was kind of divided over it at the time because it was like, oh, no, players shouldn't get involved. But then everyone kind of went, that's him though.
Yeah.
Like he felt violated. This guy's on my pitch. I'm trying to bat. I'm trying to play my game here and this dickhead's out here doing this. Cop a bit of this.
And that's pretty much how he saw it, like, probably disappointed with the amount of attention on it, and that's exactly what he's like. He didn't really want the attention, but he just wanted that guy off the field because they had a game to win. You know, ultimately competitive in his nature for the team he was playing for. So, you know, I remember asking him. He just goes, "I just want to get on with the game." Well, like, we were right in the middle of trying to win that game, and this guy was annoying me, so I just dropped him. To be fair, he did.
Yeah, did. Absolutely.
Yeah, he didn't miss him.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Ash, I don't know if you've had any sort of contact with the family, but obviously leaves a wife and two kids behind as well, and we heard from the wife yesterday saying she just can't stop thinking about the kids. Devastating, just incredibly sad for the family. Do we know how they're holding up?
I know there's been some people in contact. It's an incredibly hard time. I don't think, the one thing cricket does really well is stick together. And I think no matter how long it goes for, the kids will be well supported and loved over a long period of time. But, those sort of messages have been passed on. Super hard for the family. I don't know what you say in these tough times, but I guess the one thing that is really assured is the fact that, we'll all stick together and there'll be guys there for the kids in the future.
Ashley Nofke, tough year for Australian cricket, and the cricketing family collectively mourns the passing of Andrew Symons today and will continue for the next couple of days, I'm sure. Mate, we're thinking of you. Big love and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.